The New Hampshire Film Festival is getting underway this week in Portsmouth. One film that's getting a lot of attention this year is called Slingshot. It's named for a device that creates clean drinking water in areas where such water isn't usually available. It's also notable because the device comes from New Hampshire's own Dean Kamen. The film Slingshot follows Kamen as he develops, tests, and promotes the Slingshot device, and as he reflects upon his career, his inventions, and why he does the work he does. Joining me now with more on the film is its director, Paul Lazarus. Welcome to All Things Considered.
Thanks. Good to be here.
There's that quote, "We could empty half of all of the beds in all the hospitals in the world by just giving people clean water." Were you surprised when you started to see the scope of the problem that Dean Kamen is looking at with the Slingshot?
Totally surprised. In 2006, when I started this, I was frankly naive about the world's water crisis. And what Dean's trying to deal with is that if you attack the issue of dirty water, you make water clean, you are dealing with so much health care, it's a phenomenal amount.
But that's always the challenge, then, is to find the ways to get around the obstacles to providing that clean water.
Right. Well, you know, Dean's a disruptive thinker. I think one of the themes of the movie is we found a different approach to the problem. Water in the past has been remediated by big top-down solutions. Get a big, huge water remediation facility, get large amounts of water into that facility and pump it out to the world through old pipelines that are crumbling infrastructure. Well, nobody's going to do that in the future. You don't build big municipal plants and build miles and miles of pipes to carry that water out to the rural areas. You give everybody a possibility of cleaning their own water right where they are, point of use solution. That's what Slingshot is. I think it's important to also say the issue of the world's water crisis is so enormous that many, many different solutions need to be found. Dean likes to say that there'll be 206 solutions for the 206 countries. They'll all be different, and I think he's right. This is just one of them. But what's great about it is it's actually a potential solution.
And it's one that capitalizes on existing networks instead of trying to create new ones. In fact, the Slingshot itself came out of a different project, trying to create home dialysis for people. He started to realize that this had other applications, big applications.
Yeah, it's kind of astonishing because I once asked Dean Kamen the direct question, "Did you get the idea that to fight the world's water crisis and then started to make Slingshot?" He said, "The truth of it is I was working on home dialysis and we needed clean water. So we started working on a machine to turn tap water into potable water. But once we did that, we realized, wait a minute, if we can take everything out of water, why are we only doing it for the small subset of the human race that has kidney failure? Why aren't we doing it for everybody?" And that's where Slingshot gets invented.
You got to see some of the initial testing of the Slingshot up close in rural parts of Ghana. What was that experience like for you as someone documenting the experience in the midst of something that has the vast potential to improve people's lives?
Yeah, it was extraordinarily moving on so many levels, it's almost hard to describe. I got to go to Ghana two times. But to see young children dressed in these beautiful school outfits that they are so proud of and keep so clean, run to a tap, and turn it on and get clean water, running clean water for the first times in their lives, it's indescribable. We think nothing of potable water coming out of a source everywhere we want it, everywhere we need it, our showers, our even our lawns get potable water. These kids never seen running clean water. They're used to getting water from a river or a borehole and having to wait overnight till the biomass settles to the bottom or boil it or dump chlorine in it or get it from any humanitarian effort to provide them clean water. But to run up to a tap with a cup, turn it on, and be able to drink that water right then is a miracle to them.
There's such a perception that kids at a small school in West Africa are a world away from what we have in New Hampshire, and there are many differences. And yet, Dean Kamen is a New Hampshire resident. He's a New Hampshire inventor. His company is based here. You went to Dartmouth College, so you have many New Hampshire ties, and it seems like the connections are already there.
Yeah, the other thing you just made me think about, we talk about this issue a lot as it's over there. The truth of it is we have very much close to home, our own water issues, and they're growing increasingly severe. I was in Maui, and people were raising their arms. How can we get a Slingshot to the city 40 minutes north of here that has real water issues, parts of our own country that are having serious water challenges? The crisis is not over there. It's right here. And we're going to very quickly realize that water is a precious stuff of life that's just as important to us as it is to a kid in Ghana.
You've known and worked with Dean Kamen for a couple of decades now. What do you think you've learned watching him up close?
He is someone who's relentlessly concerned about his time. So when you're making a movie, that's challenging because time is a big issue for Dean. Why are we doing another take of this shot? Well, we had a problem with the sound. You realize I need to be on the phone with a major world figure right now. Everybody wants his time. I believe that if you're in Dean Kamen's presence for any amount of time, you are inspired, you're challenged, and you kind of feel a little bit like, what did I do today? And so you're left with this feeling of, wow, I wish I lived my life better. I wish I did more. You're endlessly inspired, challenged, and I believe empowered, because you see that if he can do it, why can't I also make a contribution? What could I do to better the world? Because he doesn't do anything else.
Paul, thanks so much for your time today. It's been great talking with you.
Likewise.
That's Paul Lazarus, director of the documentary Slingshot. You'll find more information about the film and this week's screenings at nhpr.org.